There is new information we're getting this morning about the deadly attack that killed the U.S. ambassador in Libya and three other Americans. Joining us this morning to tell us more about it, WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., some of this information contradicts to some degree what we heard immediately after the events that took place on 9/11.
Yeah, we were hearing in part that, this was a protest that got out of hand. This was a situation where some Al-Qaeda terrorists took advantage of the protest. But, you know, there are some reports out there that there was a hit list, that terrorists have had a hit list for a while. And that's absolutely true because this emerged several years ago. There were top defense officials on this hit list. There were top ambassadors. There were pictures. There was a very detailed list of people on this particular wish list, if you will, that Al-Qaeda and some of the other terrorist groups wanted to go after. So it absolutely is true that Ambassador Stevens may well have been on some kind of list.
Now, he apparently raised concerns about his own safety and those of the Americans that were working there in the months before the attack, and even hinted at or wondered at some connection with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and, you know, Al-Qaeda, we knew after the fall of Muammar Gaddafi, Al-Qaeda knew that they had a window, they had an opportunity, they could sneak in there. You know, a lot of those weapons that were stockpiled in Libya ended up leaving that place, going down to Chad and to other places. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb got involved. They basically have been the clearinghouse, as I understand it, for a lot of these weapons. And Al-Qaeda knew at that point this would be a weak point. One, because of the military, the lack of U.S. military and other militaries there. They also knew that there were a lot of people in and out of Libya, the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group that formerly fought with Al-Qaeda, that were looking for an opportunity again for revenge.
No doubt. Everyone did everything they could to prevent anything awful from happening that day. But I guess the question has to be asked here, J.J., if he thought he was on a hit list. And a hit list has been something that's been speculated about now for years. Mm-hmm. And since Benghazi had become such a point of confrontation in the battle that was going on in Libya, why wasn't the security upgraded at the consulate to the level of the embassies?
I think a part of the issue, Mike, was the U.S. trying to toe a very delicate line there. There is, you know, the political situation wasn't ideal. They knew that there were rebels there. They knew that there were people there that wanted to cause trouble for the U.S., and they knew that Al-Qaeda was in the middle of all this. Plus, they have this situation where this consulate wasn't a normal Inman compound, as we know. It was a temporary facility. And bottom line on it, money is a problem. Dispatching and dispersing security people to all of the places where it's needed at this point. Nobody's really talking about it, but that's a problem. And all of these places around the world, you know, they seem to be growing, the number of places that need more security.
All right, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. Thank you, J.J.
Welcome.